About 36% of students in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District are overweight or obese. That, according to a new study published by the Alaska Division of Public Health. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the details.
The impetus of the study came from MAP, or Mobilizing for Action Through Planning and Partnerships, a Homer coalition that's been working to collect health-related information across the Kenai Peninsula. In 2010, MAP compiled health data on students on the southern Kenai Peninsula. The school board found that information useful and decided to expand the study district-wide. The latest study was conducted last school year using data collected by school nurses as part of an annual student health assessment. State analysts at the Department of Health and Social Services used height and weight values to calculate body mass index, or BMI, for more than 7,000 students in all grades from pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. The findings were shared with the school board at its meeting Monday and have been published online. District Superintendent Dr. Steve Atwater says he was not surprised by the results.
It's a little disappointing that about 36% of our students are considered either overweight or obese, and I'm not really that surprised since it's consistent with what we're finding elsewhere in the state. But again, it points to the fact that we are a less than healthy group of people, and we need to improve that way. So it's a good start for us, a good baseline from which we can work.
The percentage of obese and overweight students on the Kenai Peninsula is not much different than the rest of the state. Students in the Anchorage School District have been found to be at about the same 36% level as the peninsula, but a study in the Mat-Su Valley found only about 26% of students there to be overweight or obese. Here on the peninsula, the study found that 63% of students are at a healthy weight and just over 1% are underweight. Males are slightly more likely to be overweight or obese than females, 37.6% to 34.1%. The grade with the highest percentage of overweight students was pre-kindergarten with 42.3%, while only 30.8% of third graders fell into that category. The study also found that racial and ethnic minorities, particularly Alaska Native and American Indian students, were at higher risk, with nearly half of them overweight or obese. Atwater says the school district has already taken several measures in recent years to combat the obesity problem among students.
We have a wellness policy that's in place, and that does things like ban the sale of unhealthy food and beverages and vending machines. We also offer free and reduced breakfasts and lunches to our students, of course, at 30 of our schools. And we have a fresh fruit and vegetable program at 13 of our schools that serve about 3,200 primarily elementary students. So we're trying hard that way. We also were recognized for doing education with our students with regard to nutrition and physical exercise. At four of our schools, we received recognition for that. So there's a variety of things we're doing.
On the state level, the Department of Health and Social Services launched the Play Every Day campaign earlier this year to raise awareness about the risks of childhood obesity and to encourage children to be more physically active. The MAP Coalition has also responded to the problem, implementing several school-based childhood obesity prevention initiatives that are supported by the school district, including USDA People's Garden projects on school grounds, a school-based nutrition education pilot project, and collaboration with Nature Rocks Homer, a group on the southern peninsula focused on access to outdoor physical activity for children. Dr. Ward Hurlbert is Alaska's chief medical officer. He considers childhood obesity the predominant public health threat of this generation because, he says, obese children are more likely to experience health problems like diabetes and asthma. Dr. Atwater agrees.
It's clear that students who do suffer from obesity tend to do more poorly at school and also have a higher level of absenteeism. So the theory is if you can counter some of this, the kids will have a better school experience and have more success later on.
Atwater says the study will be repeated annually and the data gathered will be used as a baseline to measure future progress. The complete report can be found at the Department of Health and Social Services website, dhss.alaska.gov. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.